This is Nicole Murphy for Mic Check Radio, a free radio prep service at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Today we have with us Candace Knezovic, the Congo Campaign Manager for Enough Project at the Center for American Progress. Candace is here to talk about a new campaign called Come Clean for Congo, a contest sponsored by the Enough Project and YouTube that looks to help end the use of conflict minerals in laptops, cell phones, and other electronic devices around the world. Thank you for being with us, Candace.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the deadliest war since World War II is taking place right now in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, and millions of Americans are helping fuel that war by, you know, sending a text or an email and not even knowing it. So can you explain the connection between the two?
Sure. Well, there's the, as you mentioned, the deadliest war in the world is happening right now in Central Africa in a country called the Democratic Republic of the Congo, in the east of that country. And it may seem like a conflict that's really far away and a place that most of us will never, ever visit. But what I think most people would be surprised to know is that we are all very directly linked to that conflict. And that link is probably in your pocket or your purse right now, and it's a cell phone. Basically, cell phones and other consumer electronics products like MP3 players and digital cameras require certain minerals to operate properly. Those minerals are tin, tungsten, and tantalum, which we call the three T's. And those minerals are mined in eastern Congo. And the rebel groups that are committing atrocities and using rape as a weapon of war are fighting for control of those minerals. And in 2008, made about $185 million on the illicit trade in those minerals. So every time you go out and buy a cell phone or a laptop or some other electronics products, you're helping to actually fuel the violence, some of the worst violence in the world. And so that's why we're trying to raise awareness about the linkages between the products that we rely on every day to stay in touch with friends and family and do our work, and some of the worst violence in the world.
And are there any specific types of laptops or MP3 players or cell phones that are made with these conflict minerals as opposed to, I'm not sure if Apple makes them or not?
Well, unfortunately, the biggest problem is that the supply chain for these minerals and where the minerals are coming from and which products they're ending up in, the supply chains are opaque right now, and that's the biggest problem. We have no idea which products contain conflict minerals from eastern Congo and which do not. Chances are, because these minerals, they come out of a mine in eastern Congo, and they pass through the hands of traders and comptoirs, and then they are sent to processing plants and smelters and other countries. And so these minerals from eastern Congo, the conflict minerals, are being mixed in with clean minerals from other sources, from non-conflict areas. And so chances are every cell phone probably has a minuscule amount of conflict minerals from Congo in it. And so that's why we're pressing the electronics industry as the biggest end user of these minerals to practice due diligence and clean up their supply chains, make their supply chains transparent so that when you as a consumer go to the store and purchase a cell phone, you can be certain that it does not contain conflict minerals from Congo and that you are not fueling violence in eastern Congo.
And so, you know, to help bring awareness to this cause, you all are in partnership with YouTube with a contest called Come Clean for Congo. To help raise awareness about the link between cell phones and the violence in Congo. Could you tell us more about that contest?
Sure. Well, the Enough Project is the first nonprofit partner to team up with YouTube's brand new Video for Change program. And what this program does is it basically provides a nonprofit with all of the tools and resources and the amazing social platform that YouTube provides to really help that nonprofit raise awareness about a particular issue. So the contest is called Come Clean for Congo, and we're asking consumers of electronics products, YouTube users, you know, everyone out there who uses these products on a daily basis to help us raise awareness about the linkages between our cell phone and the violence in Congo. So we're asking folks to create a video that's 1 minute or less that in some creative way helps us do that, explains the link between our cell phones and the violence in Congo. And we have a celebrity panel of judges, Oscar-nominated Ryan Gosling, Sonia Walger from the TV show Lost, and Wim Wenders, the Oscar-nominated director. So our panel of judges are going to narrow the field of videos down to three semifinalists, and then the YouTube community will vote on the winning video. And the winner will be flown to Los Angeles, where their video will be screened at an entertainment industry event. So basically, the goal of this this contest is to engage citizens in raising awareness about the linkages between our personal electronics products and the conflict in Congo in a creative way, because the more people we have making videos and sending these videos out to their friends and family, and then those get passed along, ultimately our goal is to bring an awareness of these linkages to every living room and desktop in America.
And for people who maybe, you know, don't have the means to make a video, or, you know, just don't maybe have time to participate in the contest, what are other ways that everyday folks can get involved with stopping the use of conflict minerals in electronic devices?
Well, actually, it probably would only take you about 5 minutes to create a video that raises awareness about the links between our cell phone and the violence in Congo. You can even record it with your cell phones. Most cell phones these days come with a video recorder, and so you can even just record it right there on your cell phone. It's very easy to do. But in addition to making a video, there are lots of ways that you as a citizen and a consumer can take action and make a positive impact on this issue. First and foremost, we are working to collect 100,000 endorsements of our Conflict Minerals Pledge. And that pledge basically calls on electronics companies to pledge to make their products conflict-free by tracing their supply chains back to the mine of origin and by conducting an independent audit of their supply chains. And so we are calling on electronics companies to sign that pledge and commit to making their products conflict-free, and we want to show that consumers are behind this effort. And so first and foremost, you can text Congo Pledge, which is all one word, to action. Of course, I don't have the number. but if you text Congo Pledge to action, you can endorse the Conflict Minerals Pledge, or you can visit our website at www.raisehopeforcongo.org to do so. Also, a few weeks ago, Senators Feingold, Durbin, and Brownback introduced a piece of legislation called the Conflict Minerals Act of 2009, which basically brings the U.S. government's resources to bear on cleaning up the supply chains through which these minerals are traveling. You can go on our website also again and send a quick email to your senators and encourage your senators to co-sponsor that piece of legislation. It's the best effort to date on this issue, and so we would love to get support of that bill. And then finally, just helping us raise awareness about this issue, telling your friends and family, sending them a text message or an email and saying, hey, by the way, you know, I heard that our electronics products are fueling the war in Congo. You know, join me in getting involved. Because frankly, you know, your friends and family are more likely to get involved in this issue if you ask them to, rather than if they hear about it from, you know, a celebrity or a nonprofit, or, you know, receive a policy paper on it. So we need your help in growing the movement and, you know, making the chorus louder of consumers who are demanding change and want to ensure that they're not fueling violence in Congo.
Now, just one last bit. Now, for people who do want to make a video, what is the best site they should go to? Should they visit enoughproject.org or should they go to YouTube? What would you suggest?
To make a video and to learn about, you know, the different resources and get background information on this issue, you can go to youtube.com/enoughproject.
And the contest ends when?
The deadline to submit videos is July 1st, and the winner, the final winner, will be announced in September.
Okay. This is an amazing project. I feel that electronic devices, like, run our lives now. I mean, anywhere from computers, you know, from Twitter to texting to calling someone to emails. I mean, it's all around us, and I think it's very important that it's a very creative way to bring awareness to the issue, to use, you know, electronic devices such as making a video to show, you know, what we're actually doing when we send out an email. So right. We definitely appreciate the Enough Project and YouTube for putting on this project. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Great. Thank you.
And this has been Nicole Murphy for Mic Check Radio.